Hello, Hot Flash fans. My name is Sandy Cruz, and I am the podcast host and creator of Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen, where you learn all about how to age better. Topics include optimizing hormones, biohacks you're not going to hear anywhere else, and just simply how to age better. Listen to one of my favorite episodes, 168, with Dr. Dale Bredesen, who is reversing Alzheimer's. Yep, you heard that right. Be sure to subscribe anywhere. Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen podcast. You're listening to Hello Hot Flash podcast. Here's your host, Stephanie Shaw.
Hey there, I'm Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to the Hello Hot Flash podcast, where midlife women can learn from guest experts and authors who discuss menopause and all that comes with this new chapter in our lives. Hello Hot Flash, where we learn to control the change and not let the change control us. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hello Hot Flash, where we teach you how to control the midlife change. I am here today with my guest, Jody Scott. Jody, welcome.
Hello, great to be with you.
It is. Well, Jody and I had a really good conversation before we let you guys in on it. I won't tell you what it was about, but it was good.
So secret family stuff.
I know, super family stuff. We're taking over the world. Let me introduce everyone more appropriately to Jody. So Jody is our guest today again, and she's a visionary in the realm of holistic healing and a driving force behind Sierra Sage Herbs. With a background in health psychology and a specialization in psychoneuroimmunology, she has dedicated her career to unraveling the intricate connections between the mind, body, and medicine. So everyone, please help me welcome Jody Scott, who is redefining well-being through the power of plant-based living and alternative medicine. Jody, I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm thrilled to be with you. This is great.
It is. Let's kick it off and you tell us a little bit about your journey and what got you to where you are right now.
Thank you. So I have a master's in health psychology and, as you said, a passion in psychoneuroimmunology. And so in the early days, I was training the resident physicians on the biopsychosocial model. And that was really taking the physicians a step further than just prescribing a medication and really looking at the patient in a holistic way. And so fast forward now, you know, that's what we would call holistic or integrative medicine. And at the time, my sister was studying to be an herbalist and a midwife. We started to just really see the possibilities of what plants could do. And, you know, we lived in Austin at the time. We were part of the first Whole Foods. So we saw natural products and we were passionate about clean products and sustainability. But something that we often saw was that, like, efficacy. Yes, something was natural, but you were kind of making a compromise. Like, I'm going to use this shampoo. It's not really my favorite shampoo, but I'm going to use it because I really care about the ingredients. Right. And then my daughter was little and I'm thinking about, okay, what does my first aid cabinet look like? Because here I have this very clean lifestyle, but you open up my first aid cabinet and it's full of chemicals, full of them. And at the time we started making these little healing salves, these little balms that were full of these beautiful plants that my sister was learning about. And I started bringing my organic chemistry into it and being like, ooh, like, this is really fun. What was very interesting is I realized we weren't alone. Other people, the natural consumer was willing to abandon their natural ethos because they were told products like Neosporin, hydrocortisone, calamine were the only products that could get the job done. And then we started looking into this further and we were like, wow, like, the conventional consumer, they don't even care what the ingredients are. They just want something that actually performs better. We're talking about people with chronic skin conditions. And yet the first aid category is really only addressing acute skin conditions. Use for 5 days and discontinue using, or else you'll have liver failure or something extreme like that. And then they have to go to the doctor, which they find really inconvenient. So my sister and I were like, can we make plant-based solutions in the first aid space that have superior efficacy than anything else that's on the market? And oh, by the way, it's also plant-based and it's also clean. And let's bring some sustainability into this space, because not only are we seeing a ton of tubes being thrown in the landfill in this space, but we're also looking at the components and what's phthalates that are in these products. And we can talk a little bit more about those the plastics and the phthalates and how that affects our endocrine system and hormones. But that's when we were like, okay, green goo was born. And we wanted to bring a lifestyle brand to something fun and funky. You know, everything looked like first aid. So we're like, let's bring some personality to and some sunshine. So it's lots of bright colors and so forth. And then green goo was born. And you know what was very difficult about us bringing these products to market was because the process is really unique. So we make the ingredients ourselves. We're not buying pre-made extracts that is typical on the market, bringing them to our manufacturing facility, and then just mixing them all up. We're actually bringing the plants to the facility, taking them through this unique extraction process, yields high amounts of the medicinal properties from the plants. And then we have custom oils that go into all of these formulas. So you can't get this blend of oils anywhere else or this concentration. We almost didn't get to bring green goo to market because no manufacturer wanted to pick it up because of that unique process. And it took someone whose son had eczema. He used our product and then came back to us and said, I don't know how we're going to scale this, but we need to do it because the world needs it. And they became our first manufacturer with a dedicated line and a dedicated team with all these beautiful kettles doing the infusion process. And now that product, our eczema product, has been used by John Hopkins in their scleroderma and skin condition department for almost 10 years. That's so it's been quite a journey.
That is amazing. People don't recognize that. So you mentioned how you actually grow the plants yourself as well. So when I look for all natural skincare or even the supplements that I take, I'm like, how close is the plant to that manufacturing plant, you know, the actual plant? What is going on around the plant? One company that I know, they actually got rid of an entire crop because like 5 miles away, a manufacturing plant came into place. So that was impacting them. Talk to us about why that's important for you to grow your own plant and how people can or should be looking for that when they're purchasing a product.
And so we don't grow the plants anymore, but we bring the plants to the facility, but we started out growing them. But to your point, we have to be very careful about who we source from. And sourcing is critical to your point, because exactly what you just described, that if you don't find a supplier that is synergistic with your parameters and call it mantra and your practices, then you could bring potential exposures. And just like that example, the chemicals that come into a lot of farming that could be a neighborhood farm, and then all of a sudden your crop gets contaminated and you've gone through all this extra work to have clean ingredients. And then now there's exposure. And the same thing happens in the processing. And this is why the processing for us was so critical as well, bringing the plants to the manufacturing facility and then taking them through the process, because most often when they're extracting from plants, they put a lot of other chemicals in through the extraction process. It disrupts the plant profile. And then there's additional ingredients that are not necessary. We don't need those. You know, the Industrial Revolution, sure, it was important at the time to have preservatives, although I would argue that we already had ancient wisdom, natural plant-based preservatives with lavender and rosemary and vitamin E and so on. But I'll take the position that at the time, you know, we didn't have the transportation that we do now. We didn't have Amazon that could deliver same day. Right. You know, we didn't have the technology to shorten the windows, where now we can have these plants go through this very clean and actually sustainable process. It's a waterless process that protects the integrity of the plant. So you get the terpenes, you get the chlorophyll, you know, you get the entourage effect, the whole plant profile, the botanical profile, to give you those healing benefits without having some of these other ingredients that could disrupt their efficacy. So it's not just about the sneaky stuff that can come in, but it's also protecting the integrity of the plant that has the healing properties for you.
So our audience are made up of women who are going through menopause. Why do I care? How can you help me with my hot flashes or the weight loss or the sleepless nights?
Women, I tell you what, we have a lot that we tackle, but you know what? We're warriors. We are warriors and we are a force. So, you know, I think it goes back to the multiple layers. So looking at first the packaging that your products are coming in. So we talked a little bit about phthalates. Phthalates are more often than not found in plastic. You know, phthalates are the number one producing chemical in the world, and the US produces 1 billion pounds of phthalates a year. I mean, it is everywhere. So looking at your packaging is important because phthalates, when released into your body, are an endocrine disruptor. They disrupt your hormone balance. And already our hormones are changing significantly, and we don't want to interfere with what we have or what alternative medicines or even call it traditional medicines that are coming in to help us with the hot flash and homeostasis. So be really mindful of that. Then looking at the ingredients and the process, parabens, fragrances, you know, they can disrupt your homeostasis as well. And then bring in things that are inviting, bring in herbs that are good for you. I mean, we have a product called Free to Breathe, and it was designed to be like a Vicks vapor alternative. And what we found is a lot of people weren't using this for colds. They were using it to help them sleep at night because there was this sort of like notion that if you put a vapor rub on the bottom of your feet, you'll sleep better. So what we did with this product is we said, okay, well, and it would boost your immune system. So what we did is we put in things like lavender and different herbs, chamomile, peppermint, that are gonna ravensara, that boost your immune system, but also provide sleep. And what we found is, especially for women having hot flashes in the middle of the night, this can also, because those herbs actually really specifically help calm the body, cool the body, it actually can help with hot flashes. So I put this under my feet every night before I go to bed, and call it mind over matter or what have you. If I don't have it on the nightstand and I have to get up and go get it, I will get up and go get it because it makes that much of a difference, along with having super soft feet, which is really fantastic as well. So to be thinking about that, also be thinking about your deodorant, another area where bringing in a lot of chemicals that can also be hormone disruptors. And I think what we've learned, we like to study the transdermal absorption on our bodies and look at areas where we might be able to have these herbs have a greater impact systemically on your homeostasis. And your armpit has almost a 70% absorption rate.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that wild? So,
That is wild.
and we know it's a very interesting looking skin, right? And then you've got your lymphatic system that's right there, that's really working hard to protect you. And so what I try to tell with people with deodorant is don't just think about the ingredients you shouldn't have, but think about the ingredients that you should have to help as a nutritive source. So like for our deodorants, we have a lot of nootropics in there. So a lot of vitamins and minerals from ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, holy basil, ginkgo biloba, vitamin C. So be thinking of it from a holistic perspective. And we always tell everyone, like even skincare, it's a holistic skincare approach from head to toe, including mindfulness. I mean, mindfulness is an important attribute to our overall health and wellness.
I totally agree. I'm going to back up to the your formula for Vicks vapor rub, for lack
Oh,
of
free to breathe,
free
free
to
to
breathe,
breathe.
free to breathe. I am just going to testify. I'll be honest, I haven't used your products. This is our first introduction, but at night I do an essential oil, and it is lavender under my feet, and it just calms your body. It's so to have that already packaged in a formula with other ingredients, I can only imagine how helpful that would be. What we're trying to do, what I always try to teach, I want folks to hear the scientific part, because there's some people that need that. But when there's alternatives, or your lifestyle is imbalanced, because you talked a little bit about mindset, herbs and things like ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, turkey tail, all those things can help your body navigate through menopause. So I'm so excited about that. So speaking of which, how can herbalists work in conjunction with like a conventional healthcare practitioner? Because sometimes there's this fight, like, don't take, at least from my perspective, it's like, don't take all of that stuff. I'm like, that stuff's saving my life. So are there conversations, I guess, that could happen that help us navigate through that?
And that's a great question. And I think, you know, this integrative holistic medicine approach is starting to become a conversation. But like I said, I was in the first health psychology master's program in the entire US. And that tells you how early in our medical, you know, in our modern medical day, even though a lot of this stuff is ancient wisdom, is only now coming to the surface. And, you know, what I do love is that the FDA is now finally taking positions of putting the investments behind herbs that have active ingredients. And so for us now, like, for example, on the packaging, we can reference these herbs as having active ingredients in what they do. Now, we can't say, you know, my sister being the herbalist would say, well, calendula has five other functions to it. There's plant stem cell in it. Well, no, the FDA has not taken that position yet. So we can't on our packaging. But what I love here is that on almost a monthly basis, we're starting to see more research. And so the consumer and, you know, also the patient is now making those demands of that education from your physician. And so you do, I think, you know, we've identified, you kind of have to own your healthcare now, you know, you got to take ownership and have it very individualized so that you can come front loaded to your physician. But if you have a physician that is comfortable navigating both realms, that's a great solution. A lot of times people will have a nutritionist or a naturalist or an alternative medicine doctor in conjunction with their physician, but more physicians are getting informed in this area. I mean, I was on a podcast the other day with a physician and she was like, you know how I found out about you? She was like, because my patients were coming to me with our Southern Butter, which is our intimate line. And she was like, my patients are coming to me with products and saying, can this work? And so I think owning that, thank goodness we have the internet now to at least do some preliminary research to say like, hey, let's try these things. And there's some brands out there that you can really count on that are great too. And you can even go to a natural food store and have someone there help you navigate what those are. But I think to your point, the herbs can work in conjunction with traditional medicine. And if it can save you, like I tell my daughter, she's 12. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I totally get it. You're on TikTok. You want all the things and all, you know, all the stuff that's on there. You know, I want you to take ownership in it in the sense of, it's okay. There's medicine out there that can really solve some great problems. Mm-hmm. But if you can find an alternative that either solves the problem for you or mitigates the amount of, you know, the traditional medicine that may be hard on your liver or kidneys and have, you know, a side effect, then you're kind of saving, you're saving your organ bank, in other words. So when something really catastrophic happens and there's no other choice, then you're in good shape. I mean, you know, a physician loves when a healthy patient comes in for surgery. They love it.
Yeah. It makes a huge difference in the outcome of the surgery.
It does. Right. Yeah. And the healing process and so forth. And so, you know, really looking at it, you know, from that holistic perspective. I mean, I tell my daughter that when it's sleep, I'm like, go add to your sleep bank, you know, because you're going to go have a sleepover this weekend and you have 10 sports that you're participating in. You need to have that moment to catch up. And so you can kind of look at it, you know, the body keeps score. And so if you,
that's a book.
It is a book, and it's a great one.
It's a great book.
Yeah. And it's a good reminder that you take these very intentional, mindful, and healthy approaches, your body's going to be really happy. I mean, it's funny because the more you use our products, Green Goo and Southern Butter, the less you need it. And it goes against capitalism in like the truest sense. But
isn't
the reality
so
is,
true?
It is, but it's like your body is now getting stronger and healthier and happier. And you know, you'll want to continue to use it to maintain that state, but it's, you're giving it what it wants and loves. And so it can be, it's giving you the response that you need.
Right. It's funny you said that, because I have my little mushroom, quote unquote, coffee cocktail and I'm like, oh, I've been doing so well. I haven't been drinking it. I'm like, but I like it, but I'm not drinking it. And so you're right. Your body starts to adjust. And you don't need as much. People often think I have to be on a medicine or I have to always take XYZ. But once you start to balance lifestyle with what you're using on your body, you will start to see the change. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point too of being patient when you try an alternative approach. Yes. You're not going to get a result overnight. Yes. And I think that's where traditional medicine has come in, because the consumer, because they are accommodating to the consumer, right, is like, well, I want results now. Right. And they think those results now is the solution. And truly with like a lot of these alternative modalities, more often than not, you got to give it a little bit of time and it builds up, but then it will serve you well. So, you know, stay the course. Don't give up if after 2 weeks, for example, you're using your free to breathe and you don't feel like overnight it's changed. Give it a little bit more time because eventually you're going to start to feel those effects, like your mushroom coffee that you're talking about.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. A lot of people think of herbs as just an herb or just a plant that you can pick up and use, but there's a chemical base to that plant as well. And some of those are actually used in prescription drugs. Can you talk to us a little bit about how an herb may interact with your prescription? And should we be asking our pharmacists before we start anything new, especially if we're on a lot of different medications?
I'll just use a perfect example would be yarrow and plantain. Yarrow is like it's called a hemostatic, meaning that it slows down the bleeding. And plantain being what we call nature's band-aid. And they work really well in our first aid product for wound healing. Now, we're talking about a very small amount. But if someone were to go and take large volumes of those herbs and you're on a blood thinner, those two things wouldn't work together well. And so, I mean, yes, it is important to be sharing with your physician. That's why they always ask, like, what herbs or vitamins are you on? It's very important to share. More often than not, the volume that we're taking is so small relative to what that interaction may be, but it's still important. You know, if you're pregnant, it's still important to be thinking about some of these herbs, and everyone's body is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I would love to have this idea that, you know, one size fits all. And I think we're learning that in medicine now, that it's very much individualized, which is why it's so great to get blood work done and so forth, so that you can kind of customize the approach to, you know, getting the results that you're looking for.
I respect how you said that. That's awesome advice, because sometimes, just like you said, if you use a little bit, but sometimes people go overboard or think, all right, it's just a plant, I can use a whole bunch, but you still need to be careful. So I appreciate that. You mentioned slightly that you guys have an intimate line as well. Talk to us a little bit about that and why women may need to use that those products.
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't know that you needed Southern Butter in your life until you have it. And then you're like, I'm never not going to have it again. It becomes like it goes with you with the toothpaste. Like it's a staple.
Yeah.
But what was really interesting, so my mom and sister and I, you know, started this company together, and we had been doing first aid for a while. And then we started getting phone calls of people asking if they could use our first aid products for intimate purposes. Mm-hmm. And at first we were like, okay, that was just a very uncomfortable call, you know, unusual. And then we got more phone calls. And then friends and family started coming clean and saying, hey, you know, we've been using it and we're just curious and there's not any great solution. So then my sister and I started looking at the sexual wellness category and we're like, wow, a lot of the same similarities. The natural consumer was willing to abandon their natural ethos because they thought that, you know, these chemical products were the only ones that could get the job done. And, right, you know, the conventional consumer didn't care about the ingredients. They just wanted something that actually worked. And what's interesting about the lubricants on the market is that they actually suck the moisture out of your skin. So it's a very temporary reaction that you're going to get. So it's really great that you're getting the lubricant, but in the meantime, you're now sucking the moisture, because basically your semi-permeable membrane, when you bring these chemicals in, it pulls the water out. So it's a very temporary, and they have surfactants and parabens in there, you know, and that kind of stuff. So my sister and I were like, well, we have to. And it wasn't inclusive. Like, it wasn't inviting to women either, you know?
Yeah.
And so we were like, we really need to make this about celebrating more than just the act of having sex too. You know, what brings you into the bedroom? And, you know, for some people it's relaxing. For other people, you know, we have aphrodisiac essential oils. For other people, it's stimulation. So it's like cinnamon and sandalwood and kind of warming things up, and peppermint and so forth. And so we have these beautiful body butters and intimate oils. And we did the same thing. We brought the process, the extraction process. So these oils are enriched with herbs, for example, calendula being one, antifungal, anti-yeast, antimicrobial, very hydrating. And what you'll find is your skin gets softer. It gets moisturized. It becomes healthier. And especially, I mean, you don't have to be in menopause to enjoy these products. And I really try to underscore that for people in the sense of, one, why are we moisturizing our entire body, but not our intimate parts?
Right.
Our entire life, that's how we've been, what we've been trained to do. So you don't have to wait until you're our age to decide to use these. Along with, they're just fun. Your skin smells good. The room smells amazing. You know, you go to sleep and you're like, oh, everything just smells lovely. It's so great. And so, but then especially for menopausal women, it's not fun and it's uncomfortable. And so having a product there that can not only accommodate to the act of having sex, but also continue to moisturize and nourish the skin, it actually increases sensitivity. I mean, you think about when your skin is soft and happy, you start to have like a more sensitive skin experience. And so I love these products, and we have some great stuff coming up, and we'll also be the first cruelty-free water-based lubricant approved by the FDA, which is really exciting.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah,
that's amazing to get the FDA approval. You guys are on it.
We're trying. We're trying. This is one we would have loved to have kept in the market. And the FDA came in and said, even if it's a natural product, you needed to have it tested on animals. Mm-hmm. And it was really important for us to not test on animals, especially for first aid.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of companies went and compromised their cruelty-free certification to get out into the market. And so instead we spent years working with them to be able to get this across the finish line. So it's been a journey for
That's
sure.
Awesome. And what's the line called again?
Southern Butter.
Southern Butter. All right. Well, we're going to get more information on how to contact you and so forth. So we touched a little bit on endocrine disruptors. Is there anything else that we as women need to know? Because it's not just our skin and our internal health. It's our environment, the other pollutants that are in the air, the other toxins that are around us. Is there anything there that you want to speak on?
You know, we use a term in our house called shaman, and it's an acronym so that we can all just kind of be mindful, because you're right. I mean, it's all around us. And you think about the chemicals that are in a lot of products, and not only are you absorbing it into your skin, it's going into the water system. The water system goes into our food system and we drink it, and it's just this vicious cycle. But taking that holistic approach, especially women in this stage of our life, is so critical. Mm-hmm. So S stands for sleep. Back to what I was talking about with the sleep bank.
Yeah.
You know, do what you can. Go have naps. Just add to your sleep bank. There's nothing. And there's really great studies that show that you don't have to be in a state of sleeping to get the recovery that you need. Mm. So you can just be in a very mindful meditative state for an hour, and you're still going to get the regulatory need that your body desires to stay healthy. Hydration is not just from the water that we drink.
Right.
It's also avoiding the things that call it sodas and too much caffeine and all the other beverages that we drink throughout the day.
Yeah.
And I love that this space is really changing, that there's more nutritive, hydrating beverages that we can have. Like, you have your mushroom coffee. I mean, that's great. Mm-hmm. You're getting all kinds of, like you said, turkey tail, I'm sure, reishi, cordyceps, you know, mushroom blends are fantastic. And then hydration in your products. There are a lot of ingredients that pull, like we were talking about earlier, that pull the hydration out of your skin. Mm-hmm. Ingredients that add hydration are like rosehip oil, aloe vera, calendula. And you can look a lot of these up and say, what are hydrating oils or hydrating ingredients that I can be putting on my body, in my body care, in my personal care, that kind of stuff. And so A is antioxidants. And the obvious, of course, is in the food that we're eating, you know, looking at foods that are high in antioxidants. And then the same thing with your skincare. Antioxidants, there's plenty of ingredients that are higher in antioxidants that will serve you well as well.
Yeah.
M is mindfulness. And this is like, I feel like for the first time in a, like really in since, again, back to ancient wisdom, where it was just considered a practice. It was just more anecdotal, but now there's science behind it. I mean, around 2016, the Journal of, I think this one was Behavioral Medicine, was one of the first ones that started looking at mindfulness and skincare, and that people who practice mindfulness were actually able to reduce their levels of eczema. because it reduced their cortisol, it reduced the inflammation. And so the same, especially for us women, you know, it reducing those stressor hormones are going to be really important for balancing. And mindfulness can be as simple as, and they say 12 minutes a day, 12 minutes a day can help reduce that limbic system response that brings floods in all of those fight or flight hormones. And you can just look at the sky, look at the clouds. And if you do that 3 minutes, few times a day, you're going to get what you need. So you don't have to commit to meditation for an hour, which we all think, oh, it's so daunting. We can't do that.
That's raising my cortisol levels.
Yeah. Just thinking about it. Exactly. It's little things, you know, just doing a couple breathing techniques. There's some fun exercises in a book called Positive Intelligence that I really encourage people to explore that can help you navigate how to get into that, what we call the sage brain, more often. The last A is avoid. So avoid the parabens, the phthalates, the fragrances, alcohol, you know, avoid the sugar. And I don't think it has to be an all or nothing thing. Yeah. I think it's just back to that, like, you know, add to the bank. And so choose wisely so that you can enjoy the treats and enjoy it like full fledged.
Yeah. I'm going to add to your family shaman and say, avoid the people who are not serving you as well.
Thank you. That is a good reminder.
Yeah.
Because you can bring that in and it changes your whole mindset and health and take ownership into that. Thank you. I'm going to tell my daughter about that later today.
She's like, not another thing.
It's so good. Cause I'm like, oh, I wish I had learned these things when I was 12.
Oh,
I'm like, just hear me now. And then you'll understand later.
It's so funny. You just said that. That's a conversation I had with two, maybe three people just this week. If I would have known what I know now, kind of thing. Yeah.
If I had emotional intelligence in the school system, I would just be so grateful.
Yeah.
Because our kiddos could really use that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And why wait?
Why wait?
Their brains are like really adaptable right now. I mean, it's harder. You can't teach an old dog new tricks easily.
I know.
Like, come on.
Exactly. I have two grandsons, and my son and my daughter-in-law, they're doing a really good job with this. I'm like, man, you guys should have been my parents. I would have been a rock star.
Yeah. So, you know, it's taking that time out for them there. And then the last one is end nutrition. And you can get nutrition from your food, but also nutrition from your, like, again, our skin is our largest organ. I say, if you can't eat it, don't wear it. And there's so many great products out there now that have nutritional properties in your body care. And I think we're going to learn that our skin is way more involved in, I mean, because we kind of just like, oh, it's the skin. It's protects us from things. You know, we just want it to look pretty. But there's more evidence to show that, you know, our telomeres and our DNA in our epidermis, some enzymes in there that are more prevalent and more easily stimulated to impact our longevity. And this is just new research that's starting to come out. So perhaps there is more value to loving our skin than there is to just looking pretty. Although the best part about nourishing is it does, does look better.
I know, right?
Right.
So. Yeah, this has been incredible. I'm like in my mind echoing everything that you're saying, because as I made that transition, I'll be honest, I've probably had acne maybe 2 days in my whole life. That's just who I've
been.
You're lucky. I've had allergies and other things. And when I started making the transition to more all natural products, or now if something's going on with my face, I'll put a little bit of castor oil and I'm like, oh, that spot's gone the next day. So just being more mindful about what I'm adding to my body has helped me as I transition through menopause. So I'm so grateful for folks like you who are creating it in bulk. So I'm not always like in my kitchen messing it up, trying to mix things up, because it's like a missing piece, I think, for a lot of people. Like you will start to eat a little better, maybe you move a little bit, but you're, as you said, we're not taking care of our skin. We're not thinking about the toxins from either the prescriptions or food or what have you, the toxins that we're makeup that we're putting in and on our body. So I appreciate the work that you, your sister and your mother are doing.
Yes.
I just love the fact that you guys are working together as a family.
We have so much fun. As I said, you know, before we got on, it's my greatest gift being able to do this with the family. It's an absolute treasure.
That's amazing. Jody, what are you reading or listening to?
What am I reading and listening to? That's a good one. Well, I'm just started this, you love this, a little Jedi Dojo business group to learn to be more mindful. And they have me reading The Being of Being, Being in Being. It's like a 50-page book. That's it. So it's a great one. And it's very much about how the salmon live and how we may be able to embody that to just be in the present. So that's literally what I'm in the middle of now. Now, I have a tendency to have about 10 different books and audiobooks all at the same time. But I feel like that's the most top of mind.
Yeah, I've not heard of that. Being in Being.
Being in the Being. And matter of fact, I had my daughter and nephew both this weekend. I was like, okay, this is my homework for my class. And I want you guys to read it too. So on Sunday, they had their book reading by. And my daughter's like, Mom, really? A salmon? I'm like, you're getting through this book. You know, it might not make sense to you today, but we'll store it somewhere in there.
Yeah, exactly. When you're going through menopause, you'll appreciate this.
And heck, I mean, talk about learning to be in the being when you're hot flashing and just kind of trying to navigate through it, because our limbic system wants to take over so fast when you're feeling that way. So it definitely can serve you well in this chapter and all chapters.
Awesome. Jody, how can folks find you?
Greengoo.com. That's a great place to find us and our family and all the good stuff.
All right. Amazing. Thank you once again for being a guest today.
Thank you. It has been a treat to be with you.
Thank you so much. Everyone, thank you for listening to Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. Make sure to check out the show notes, where we include links to all the subjects and all the great books that we talked about today. Here's to your health. Did you know that you can be a guest on Hello Hot Flash? Well, you can, and I'm inviting you to have a lifestyle conversation with me. During our 30-minute chat, we'll come up with a strategy that will help you reach your health and wellness goals, and it's completely free. Check out episode 119 to hear an example of a lifestyle conversation, and then head over to HelloHotFlash.com, scroll down, and click on free resources. You'll see a link to schedule your lifestyle conversation. Spaces are limited. I can't wait to have a lifestyle conversation with you. Here's to your health.